The Osgood File, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross. The resignation of Michael Flynn as Donald Trump's national security advisor has all of Washington wondering, how high will this go? More after this from Charlie. During the last campaign, Donald Trump would chant, "Lock her up," to hammer Hillary Clinton over her unsecured emails and the Benghazi attack. And now, Democrats like Congressman Elijah Cummings are eager to return the favor.
Our committee held three or four hearings, emergency hearings, on Hillary Clinton in a matter of a week or two. And if there was any emergency at this moment in the history of this country, this is the moment.
The big question seems to be, was Michael Flynn really acting on his own when he made not one, but as it turns out, two calls to the Russian ambassador just before President Obama expelled Russian diplomats as punishment for the hack of the Democratic National Committee? CBS's Jeff Pagay says the FBI began investigating Michael Flynn within days of Donald Trump taking the oath. And there's another wrinkle now. Remember that 35-page dossier by the former British spy, the one intended to blackmail Donald Trump, the one that was finally dismissed as a complete and outrageous fabrication?
Sources familiar with the investigation say while some of the details may never be confirmed, there is increasing confidence that some aspects of the dossier are true.
And all of this has the Democrats rubbing their hands, wondering just how high this is going to go. But of course, they don't control Congress. And on Fox, Republican Trey Gowdy, who led one of the Benghazi investigations, saw a certain irony in Democrats suddenly being so interested in holding emergency hearings.
So all that energy you saw today at their press conference, that's because they went on an eight-year-long vacation from doing oversight over the executive branch.
And here we thought the election would change something. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.